Welcome to our Bible study of the book of Revelation. Today is Thursday, December 21st, 2023. We'll be meeting here in the NLA Start Meeting Room every Wednesday and Thursday at 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For those listening on YouTube or Rumble who would like to join us live or view our past studies and PDF study aids, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org/Bible-study-revelation. Our study will be about 45 minutes long and a 15-minute Q&A for questions, comments, or corrections. If no one raises their hand, we will continue the study for the additional 15 minutes. If you have a question, please take note of the book, chapter, and verse so that we can easily go back to the verses in question. Okay, let us have a prayer. Holy, gracious Heavenly Father, Thy Word tells us that all things work together for good to them that love Thee, to them that are called according to Your purpose. We praise Thee that Thou art in control of this world, and therefore we can always be at peace, no matter what tribulations we must face in this world. Father, bless us as we continue in Thy Word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Steve, we'll pick up where we left off. I believe we're in chapter 10, Revelation chapter 10. We'll be picking up in verse 7. And this is the beginning of the seventh trumpet begins to sound. But in those days of the voice of the seventh angel or messenger, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go, and take the little book which is open in the hand. Now, by the way, we looked at that little book a little earlier. I don't know whether I mentioned that it's probably the Bible, and I think at this point we can see that it is the Bible, because if we go back to verse 1, for instance, or actually verse 2, and he had, well, we'll pick up in verse 1, because this is a picture of Christ. And I saw another mighty messenger come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was, as it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Okay, so this little book is the Bible. There are two books that I believe that are in view in Revelation. One is the book where everyone's name in is, and that God gives us a picture of everyone, all the souls, everybody born, their name is in it, and then names are blotted out. And then, of course, there's the Bible, and that's what book we're looking at right now, the Bible. So let's go back here to Revelation, let's see, we'll pick up in verse 8. And a voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go, and take the little book, that's the Bible, which is written in the hands of the messenger, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went on to the messenger and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the messenger's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Okay, so when we look at this picture here, you know, I think one of the key things is the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants. Now, he's already declared it to the servants. Many people understand this mystery that God is speaking of. And I believe it's the mystery of salvation. And we see, because the picture of the book, the little book which is open in the hand of the messenger, in Christ's hand, and he's the one that's standing on the sea and upon the earth. And when he took the book, he tasted sweet as honey. And the Bible identifies with the honey. To taste as sweet as honey is a picture of the Word of God, identifying with the Word of God. But the belly, okay, the belly is bitter in the belly, and that identifies with the corporate church. So let's take a look at belly. Okay, the word belly is it's the heart, it's the womb of the earth, it's the corporate church. And in the Greek, it's the womb, the belly. And also in the Hebrew, we also identify it with the abdomen or the belly. So we read, let's take a look in Genesis chapter 25, verses 21 through 24. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb." And that word womb is the same word that's identifying with the belly. "And the two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb." Now, of course, this is a picture of Jacob and Esau. Jacob, and the Bible tells us, "Jacob has I loved, and Esau have I hated, in the womb." I believe that's in Romans. But in any event, Jacob is identifying with an individual who is one of God's elect. And of course, we looked at this the other day, yesterday, I think. We spoke about this, where Jacob's name is changed to Israel. And that's a picture of someone becoming born again. So in a sense, you know, figuratively speaking, we're all Jacobs until we're born again. Those of us that are God's elect that will eventually will become born again. In Mark, we read in 7, verses 14 through 23, "And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man, that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile the man. If anyone have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciple asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entering into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out," and again that word belly, same word we're looking at, "and goeth out into the dross, purging all meats. And he said, That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of our hearts of men proceeded evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." Okay, but the picture we're looking here now, of course, is the belly. And the belly, again, is is a picture of the corporate church. It's the birthing place. It's the place where people become born again. It's the place where the gospel is being preached. It identifies with, again, a birth, a new birth. Must be born again. So let's go back over to Revelation here now. So it made the belly bitter. In other words, the corporate body eventually is going to reject this. It's a bitter gospel. They're not happy with the gospel that the Bible brings. And again, I think this is really focusing in on the mystery of salvation. That's the great mystery. And many people, you know, cannot digest the idea of God's elect. They cannot digest that kind of thinking, that they have nothing to do with their salvation. And as God says, there is a way that seemeth right unto the man, to a man, but the end thereof is death. And so people come with their own conclusions, their own image of God in their mind, and what they think God is, and what they think the end results of their life is going to be. And again, unless you work out your salvation with great fear and trembling, you're on very shaky grounds. And I'm sure there are people that may not have worked out their salvation with great fear and trembling for whatever reasons, maybe like the thief on the cross or someone, I don't know. But generally speaking, that is the way of salvation. That is the way to come to the knowledge of your salvation, is by working it out with great fear and trembling, as the Bible teaches us. So let's just take another quick look. We see the seventh messenger. This voice of the messenger is identifying with Christ. It's the mystery. We're going to take a look at that mystery that God should finish. The mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants. Now, the idea, first of all, he's already declared it to his servants. But the mystery of God being finished, I think that might, we're going to look at that a little closely, but I think that might identify particularly with the idea at the end of the world, the mystery of God is finished, and then judgment day is here, and God separates the sheep from the goats, and we'll see that picture of God's elect who has been born again, that ascended up into heaven with Christ, and the rest will be judged. So the mystery will be finished, and as it's declared unto his servants. We saw the book is the Bible, open in his hand. I presume his right hand. It doesn't say, but the Bible, of course, is bringing salvation. And the messenger standing on the sea and the earth, that's a picture of, that identifies with the whole world. The sea identifies with the world, the earth identifies with the church, although there are times when the earth can identify with the entire earth, but generally speaking, when you see these two words together, it's universality, it's everything, it's the whole world. So again, I think judgment is in view here, because again, this is a picture of judgment coming upon the world, upon the nations of the world, upon Leviathan. So let's take a look at the mystery of God should be finished, what that mystery is. And it is the mystery of his will. That's the great mystery. There's nothing more important message that comes out of the Bible, and the whole Bible is focused in on this, is focusing in on salvation. We read in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. So salvation is predestinated according to the purpose of him. So we read, for instance, in Ephesians, and the word, peruzo, okay, is predetermined, determined before, ordained, predestinated. That word is interpreted those ways in the King James Version. Predestinated, determined before, ordained, or predestinated. Okay, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, we read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, and before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. So there it is again. Make known unto us the mystery of his will, and it's according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. And he goes on to continue to expound on that in the dispensation dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are in earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And we know that the Bible tells us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of God. And again, he commands us to work out our salvation with great fear and trembling. The question is are we doing that? And if we're not, we better be questioning our true relationship with Christ. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchase, possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and mights and dominions, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So the true church of God, of course, is the body of Christ. Okay, in Romans chapter 9, we read in verses 11 through 24, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger in the womb, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is, or in this fashion, the word so means in this fashion. So in this fashion then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he would harden. That will say unto me, why doeth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jew only, but also of the Gentiles. Okay, in Ephesians chapter 2, we read in verse 1, And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the place of conversation, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And hath raised us up together, and made us to sit in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partitions between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the buildings fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for inhabitants of God through the Spirit. Romans 8, chapter 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is in enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but if the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Papa, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if the children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the spirits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeketh, why doeth he yet hopeth for? For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see, then we do with patience wait for it. Let me see if I read that right. But if we hope for that we see not, okay, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that he is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God, or the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Galatians 5, verse 13. Brethren, we have been called unto liberty. Only use not that liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed, one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. 1 Peter 4, verse 1. For insomuch then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banqueting, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers or partners of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of the glory and of God rested upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as murderers, as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. John chapter 15, 16 through 19. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto ye are called, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistles. 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. 2 Timothy 1:8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partners of the afflictions of the gospels, according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Lord, of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Romans 11:5. Even so, then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained what which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. 1 Thessalonians 1:4. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. 1 Peter 1:2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us in glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, that by these ye might be partners or partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For it is in this fashion an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Psalms 14:2. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone astray, aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Psalms 53:2. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did see God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their way, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Eternal security. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to a perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism and the laying on of the hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partners or partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain, the word of God, that often cometh upon it, and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth the blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and the things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. John 10:25. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works which I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I am known, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Study to show thyself approved. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 10. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we also live with him. If we suffer, we also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about the words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Philippians 1:2. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may deliver, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. What must I do to be saved? Proverbs 16. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth, laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. Matthew 4, verse 16. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Proverbs 1, verse 1. Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge with discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Philippians chapter 2, 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my presence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Acts 16:25. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprung in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the spirit of truth. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he, Christ, that is in you, than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the spirit and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You know, that part really explains the earlier part. Hereby know we the spirit. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is in the flesh is God. So, again, the Holy Spirit bearing witness of the Holy Spirit, you know, that which we hear in conversation. Okay, let me reread that, verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation, not sure how to pronounce that, for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, "I loved God," and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And his commandments have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Okay, so again, that is the will. The mystery of God's will should be finished, in other words, come to the end, as he declared unto the servants the prophets. So at the end of the world, his mystery will be known to all. All right, that brings us pretty much to the end of tonight's study. We'll pick up next week in Revelation chapter 11. looking at the two witnesses and the seventh trumpet and the third woe, which, you know, we already looked at the first two woes. And we'll look at the third woe. And I think we'll be able to cover that. Well, we'll definitely cover it next week. Not sure whether we'll be able to do all of that on Wednesday, but definitely between Wednesday and Thursday, should be able to cover that. Okay, with that, good night, everybody.
Good night.